back with more Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Dr. Hank.
Well, we're back. Thank you for staying with us. The next segment, we have a couple of more speakers that's going to be at the conference. One is Ada Ward Timmons. She's an instructor at St. Pete College here in Tampa, Florida. But we also have our last guest that will come on later at the 12:45 hour, so don't go away. Please stay with us. However, we'd like to get you involved in the conversation. So if there's someone out there that'd like to speak to the guests or speak to me, feel free to call in. Our lines are open. It's 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. 888-463-6748. We're taking calls on Let's Talk EI. Our next guest is Ada Ward Timmons. I mentioned she's an instructor at St. Pete College. I think that she's been an instructor there for a number of years. So I'm going to give you a little information about her, you know, based on what I know. I met Ada perhaps about 6 to 9 months ago at a professional development meeting that the Society of Emotional Intelligence Tampa chapter was having, and we had an opportunity to kind of talk and share some things. And what I found interesting about Ada is that she teaches emotional intelligence to college students. And what I thought when I heard that, teaching emotional intelligence to college students, my thought was, my goodness, you know, what are college students going to do with emotional intelligence? Meaning, how can they use it? After all, they attend college, they read the text, they take exams, and then, but how would they use emotional intelligence? So she says, Hank, you wouldn't believe it. And so she began to share some information with me about that. So before she shares it with you, I thought I would just share a little information about Ada. She has over 30 years experience in public and private school education. She has a dual bachelor's in elementary education, emotional disturbance, and a master's in educational leadership. Ada serves as an adjunct instructor of psychology at St. Petersburg College in St. Petersburg, Florida. She's pursuing a doctorate in educational leadership where her dissertation topic is effectiveness of college remediation. She resides in St. Petersburg with her husband. They have 2 daughters and 4 grandchildren. And I would imagine those grandchildren keep you busy. Do you get a chance to use your EI with the grandkids, Ada?
You know, Hank, you really do have to put that into play, because at some point along the way, when children get to a certain age, they begin to understand their intellect as far as their intelligence level, they start to try to exercise that back on us adults. And for some reason, they seem to think that they can outwit us. But yes, absolutely, you will need to use those on those grandchildren.
Okay. Ada's conference topic is titled Emotional Intelligence, A Prescription for Student Success. So how is EI connected to academic success?
Well, that's an excellent question to ask, and it's one that I broach to my students regularly as we begin to start the process of helping them become successful, not only in my class, but also as students of the college and furthering themselves going beyond the level of college where we are at St. Petersburg College. In terms of them being able to take their emotional intelligence and put it into place with their academic success, they need to be able to understand how emotions can affect them in terms of, are they able to manage the assignments that have been given to their teacher? are they by their teachers, are they making the wise choices that will help them to be able to flow the process of coming from possibly high school and going into college for the first time, finding that it's different? And some, as you know, we have students who are not just coming out of college, but they're also coming, maybe returning to college, and taking that piece and putting it into play in terms of how do I adjust my life that I have built and then bring into this college atmosphere and put myself back in there. And I'm kind of putting myself up against some younger people, younger minds, that may cause some conflict there in terms of, am I going to be able to hold my own against a student of that level? So there's a lot of emotional play that the students have to go through in the process of trying to determine, are they making the right decisions when they come through the college doors?
I see. Now, I was thinking as you were sharing that information, and one of the things that we see, I think, with kids, and I'm using the word kids, but often in today's environments, you do have older adults. In other words, all students in college aren't 18 to 23 or 18 to 25 these days. You do have those that are returning, those that are working full-time, those that perhaps might be working part-time. So how can a student's EI or their EIQ interfere with their academic success? And I'd like for you to kind of respond to that, taking into account perhaps different age groups, let's say the younger age, 18 to 23, and maybe those between 30 to 40, and maybe even older. I saw not too long ago where there was a woman that was in her 90s, I believe, or late 80s, that was returning to college because she wanted to get her bachelor's degree. So in a case like any of those, is the EI, the application of EI, the same, different? How do you see that since you're in the classroom with them on a regular basis?
Yes, and let's kind of back up just a little bit. I know you did the age breakdown, which is an excellent breakdown to do, because you get the younger end, you get those in the middle end, and then you also have those that are farther along. And it, the dynamics that go on, the cultural atmosphere that's built in the classroom, is very interesting, because you have to keep all of those age levels, experience levels, everything that they bring to the table into focus as you are teaching the class and trying to bring the course along, the students along, to the level of understanding of the content that's being presented. But just backing up just a bit, with today's process and how we're dealing with students in their education, we're actually reaching further back than the 18-year-old. Believe it or not, in my one of my classes that I have right now that's comprised of approximately 30 students, I would say 10 of that 30, so about a third of those students are actually dually enrolled. So they are still in high school, and they're coming to the college. So we still have, we even have students who we could call kids, even in that we want to refer to them as adults. But it takes the gamut across, and that really gives the instructors a little bit of a challenge to try to make sure that you're reaching the needs of every student. And that's been quite an interesting feat for us as we're beginning this process now. But it's been opportunities where students can graduate early from high school. They can come out of high school already obtaining college credit. So they have those opportunities made available to them even before they graduate from high school. So they're dealing with their culture in the high school, which is still young adults and not yet adults, moving from a child arena and then coming into an adult arena. There's a lot that we have to contend with. Helping these students understand that you are the learner and you are responsible for your learning becomes somewhat of a challenge to deal with. And not only the younger ones, but sometimes even the middle age bracket, because with them they have so many different areas that they've got to juggle. so to speak. You know, some of them are working part-time, full-time. Some of them are married, some have children, and some have both of those issues going on with them. And they try to put the school into play. Then, of course, you have those that are seasoned, some who are coming a little bit later, maybe returning, trying to reach a goal that they had put on the back burner, maybe to raise a family, and now I'm going to focus on myself and come in now, and I want to go ahead and pursue some goals that I had set for myself some time ago. So you see that aspect coming in. Those students bring a lot to the table because they've got a lot of life experience that they can add to the discussion. So trying to balance that out sometimes gets to be a little bit challenging in a discussion because you may find some who get highly emotional about their feelings, about a particular topic in relation to their own experience, and they want to share how they feel about it. So it can get a little bit heated. Sometimes some of the students maybe more so, I'd say, middle to like on that cusp. Between that mid-range group, maybe you say 30 to 40, and those spilling over into the older age group, who kind of want to monopolize sometimes. They will come in and want to monopolize. So as an instructor, I have to try to help them understand that, you know, by any token, you certainly want to hear your comments and bring them into the discussion because I value everybody's opinion. But by the same token, we need to be able to listen to what others have to say, whether they have as much experience as you or not, understanding that we can learn from all age groups and not just because I have so much more and I'm so much older and experienced more that the learning is only going one way. So there's a lot of dynamics that go into the room and trying to keep that where they understand how their emotionalities will affect their learning in that classroom gets sometimes to be a little bit challenging, but it's very exciting.
Oh, yeah, it sounds that way. You know, and the thing that I like about what you're doing, and that is across all age groups, we've often spent a lot of time talking about diversity and how diversity shows up. Well, here, what I'm hearing is really that there's diversity as it relates to emotional intelligence because you're having to work across the different generations and how emotional intelligence perhaps shows up across the different generations. So that might be another area for discussion at a later date, at a later time. But Ada, I'd like to just say thank you for being our guest today on Let's Talk EI. I'm excited. I'm hoping that there are other academics out there that had a chance or got a chance to hear just a part of what you talked about today, because I think there's a great opportunity to start emotional intelligence development at an early age, and certainly at the college level is a good place to start because you kind of have a Now, I don't want to use this in a negative term, but you kind of have a captive audience, meaning that you have a classroom of about 30 or so students. So, Ada, again, thanks a lot. I look forward to seeing you at the conference, and thanks for being our guest today.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Hank. I appreciate the invitation, and I'm excited and looking forward to the conference as you are. So, certainly, thank you very much for having me on.
Great. It's time to take a short break, but stay tuned. We'll be back with our next guest right after this.